welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
Hi, this is Jessica, and...
Hi, this is Sharon.
Hi, I'm Janice.
This is Evelyn.
And we are here with one of our super wonderful alumni from Syosset.
Woohoo!
Please introduce yourself.
Hi, this is Adam Pascal. Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. So this is really exciting to have you on here.
Thank you.
So what year did you graduate Syosset High School?
I graduated in 1988.
So Sharon and I are 96 and 97, and Evelyn grew up around this area.
I grew up right next door in Plainview, so not too
far.
All
right.
Yeah.
So you went through elementary to high school here in Syosset, right?
I did indeed, yeah.
Nice.
I know you were pretty friendly.
Yeah,
with
I went to Bayless Elementary School, then I went to Thompson.
That's where my kids went.
Junior high school.
Oh, Thompson. Yeah. Memories.
And then I went to Syosset High School.
My kids went to Bayless also.
Fantastic.
I was Robbins Lane Southwoods Syosset. So that's kind of a question we ask all of our alum who come on here. Do you remember when you went to elementary school, how many elementary schools there were in Syosset?
Yes, there were there was Bayless, there was Southwoods, and there was
Willis?
Walt Whitman.
Was Willis there yet or no?
Oh, and Willis, yeah.
Yeah, okay. That's the one I went to, so I'm partial.
There were, what was it, Locust Grove and...
That's the one,
there was
right?
There was a few that closed down.
It's now a development.
It's now housing development. Well, Locust Grove is now a
variety
elementary
yep.
school. But it's always very, very interesting when, you know, like you talk and you're just like, oh, do you remember? Because... certain things, yeah, I remember hearing about schools that closed, so, but anyway.
Yeah. So I know that you were pretty friendly with Peter Meyer.
Oh, from Meyer's
Oh,
Farms?
My God, Peter was my best friend for many years.
Oh, I love Peter.
I used to work on, yeah, so do I. I used to work on the farm when I was a little kid. I would
oh,
work
wow.
with him, and I would wash tomatoes and cucumbers, and we would move the pipes around and the irrigation pipes, and I just loved it. I loved him, and I loved his family, and they were just wonderful people and a great part of my childhood.
Yeah, well, I love going to the farm now and buying all my fruits and vegetables there. And Peter was so generous to us for our summer reading program. He donated a whole big basket of fruits and vegetables. So
and the children.
Oh, that's great.
The children. You know, the Myers have been coming to library programs here too. So it's nice to
community legacies everywhere.
Yes.
So cool.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so happy that all these years later they're still there and they're still such an integral part of the community. It's fantastic. And very rare. You know, you would think, I definitely all those years ago thought, oh my God, I'm sure they'll sell the farm one day so they could build houses there. And thank goodness they haven't done that.
Yeah,
there's enough houses.
A few things that's still left.
Exactly.
And it's really kind of beautiful, you know, because there are a lot of developments in the area, but just kind of having that oasis of Syosset history and a farm, it's kind of nice when you're driving by there.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
So where in Syosset did you grow up?
It was actually technically Woodbury.
Okay.
And I grew up in the Woodlands Condominium, which was between Woodbury Road and
right
Pickett's Lane.
Mm-hmm. Right across from the farm.
Yeah, right by the farm. That makes sense.
That's right across from the farm. I used to ride my bike over there every day.
Nice. Very cool.
So beyond the schools, obviously you've gone on to do more than just washing tomatoes at Myers Farm.
Although that was a lot of fun, and sometimes given my current career, sometimes I wish I was still washing tomatoes and cucumbers.
Less stress, yeah.
Well, shout out to Myers Farm. That when Adam needs to de-stress, he remembers.
Think they could use some help. The kids all went back to school.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I might show up there unannounced.
I'm sure they would love it.
So were you involved with musical theater in the high school at all?
I was not. I was a rock band kid. You know, I grew up playing in rock bands, and every year we would
cool
do Battle
kid.
Of the Bands. And that was, you know, that was my main focus. I didn't really have any other desire to do anything else. And doing musical theater just, quite frankly, never occurred to me. It never occurred to me that that would be something to pursue. It just, you know, it never just entered my lexicon of thought. And so it actually wasn't until I started doing theater in 1995, that I, you know, that it even entered my mind. You know, it was something that I was very lucky to have fallen into at the right place at the right time. But before that, it was just all about trying to be John Bon Jovi.
Well, you know, Battle of the Bands, that was a thing that kept going. I don't know if they're still doing it at the high school, but they did it when I grew up. Yeah, yeah.
My kids were in the high school not that long.
Yeah, we did it every year. We never won, but we did it every year.
Who won? And where are they now?
Yeah, right?
I don't even remember, but it was always somebody other than us.
That's so funny. Yeah, not a lot of crossover between the Battle of the Bands kids and the theater kids usually. That's interesting how you sort of and how did you sort of enter into the world of musical theater from that?
Okay, well, I grew up down the street from another Syosset High School alum, Idina Menzel. She grew up down the street from me, and she got cast in the off-Broadway production of Rent, mm-hmm. and she was dating a very good friend of mine named Glenn, and Glenn was also a Syosset High School, is also a Syosset High School alum. Anyway, so Glenn called me up one day and said, you know, Idina is doing this show, this off-Broadway musical, and it's going to run like about 6 weeks, and they're having trouble casting. Right.
We're all laughing because 6 weeks.
Sure, yeah.
Right, 23 years later. Yeah. They're having trouble casting this particular role, and he's a rock singer, and they've opened the casting up, you know, to anyone who wants to come in. It was an open casting, and we thought of you. Do you want to go in and audition? And, you know, I it seemed like an interesting thing to do. I was, in a way, at a crossroads in my life, wondering what my next step was going to be. I had played in bands, you know, for obviously all of those years to not much success. And it just seemed like an interesting idea and an interesting option to go and try something new. So the audition really just consisted of me showing up and with my guitar and playing a song. So certainly that was easy enough for me. So I said, yeah, I guess so. I'll go in and I'll play a song. We'll see what happens. And that's how I ended up with the audition.
That's amazing. It really is who you know.
And the rest is history.
Yeah,
absolutely. You know, I mean, had they not thought of me, I never would have been something that occurred to me. And, you know, I've often thought over the years, like, you know, had the show gone on and happened anyway, which I'm sure would have, you know, would that have been something that years later, after it had become a huge success, would I have gone into audition for it, you know, after it had become, you know, the big, huge hit? And I probably would have. I probably would have gone in and auditioned, you know, years later.
I can't picture anybody else as Roger, though.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, thank you. There's been many over the years.
But you're the one
original.
We all think of. Yeah, yeah. But, you know, I'm just
curious. Oh, thank you.
So without having that, like, Broadway training, to do a show that, you know, performed so often, I mean, like, what kind of vocal training was involved? Like, how do you prepare yourself for that without having a musical background like that?
You know, luckily enough, I the skills that I possessed at the time were enough that it worked for that particular character. And, you know, and all of the other stuff that I needed to learn, I really did learn on the job.
Right.
And that's been very much the story of my career, learning on the job. You know, I've been extremely fortunate to have constantly been surrounded by people who are much more talented than I was, am. I would allow myself to absorb as much as I could you know, and be a part of these, you know, whatever I could learn from the people around me. And I've, like I said, I've consistently learned something on every show. And, you know, because I was very keenly aware that, you know, there was a lot that I didn't know, like everything. and in terms of, you know, and in terms of vocal, you know, vocal, you know, preparation and things like that, you know, I really just sort of did what I did. And frankly, you know, those first couple of years of doing shows, I had a lot of vocal problems. I had a lot of vocal issues that were you know, difficult.
It must be so intense. To perform.
Yeah,
like
it was intense, and I really didn't know how to take care of my voice, and so I struggled a lot in those first couple of years with figuring out what I needed to do. I have since figured it out, and you know, I have my regimen of how I maintain my voice. But back then, it was, you know, it was very difficult.
What was it like working with Jonathan Larson? He was an absolute genius.
He was a genius. You know, I mean. Frankly, you know, obviously I get asked this question quite often, and I never have the answer that people want to hear, which is that, you know, I was cast in the show in December of 1995, and Jonathan passed away the night of our open dress rehearsal, was about weeks later.
So you didn't really get to know him, though.
So I actually didn't know him for very long. Mm. I only knew him for a few weeks. Mm. And in terms of working with him, you know, once we started in the rehearsal process, as is the case most of the time, the writer kind of, at that point, takes a back seat. And the director and the musical director are to take over, and they start to, you know, they're the ones who are running the rehearsals and building the show from that point forward. So Jonathan was he was definitely a physical presence in the room, but he was not much of an active presence in the rehearsal process. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the short answer is that, you know, from what I knew about him and from the limited interaction that I had with him, he was a wonderful guy, and I really enjoyed being around him because he was just a very, you know, soothing and encouraging presence to all of us. Right. But, you know, I clearly wish that I had had more time to get to know him and more time to work with him.
Right. Are you still in touch with all the people from the original cast?
I'm in touch with some of them. You know, I've done lots of shows over the years, and as it tends to happen, you stay in touch with the people that you had become closest with in that particular show.
It's so, almost like its own graduating
class.
Jesse
Martin and Anthony Rapp and Daphne Rubin Vega.
Yeah.
I would say
Jesse
that those
Martin?
Are the people that Jesse Martin right now is in Vancouver, and he is on the TV show The Flash, which he's been on since the beginning. Yeah, and so he's been on that TV show and working in Vancouver. Anthony is also in Vancouver doing Star Trek.
That's the place to be, Vancouver.
So,
Vancouver's very
so
big for sci-fi.
Those three are the ones that I've stayed in closest contact with.
Cool. So also, beyond Rent, you've also, you've also worked in with Aida, you were in the first production of that as well?
That's correct.
That's so cool. That was Elton John?
Yes, that was Elton John who wrote the music. Tim Rice wrote the lyrics.
Yes.
And that was an amazing experience also. That was, you know, that came on the heels of doing Rent. And it was the perfect transition for me to move on from Rent into my next project, because it was another rock musical, you know, to a certain extent. And this was definitely more of a character I was playing. Roger obviously was very similar to me, at least in all of the sort of surface ways. You know, playing Rodemaze was definitely, you know, playing more of a character, playing somebody who was not nearly as close to who I was at, you know, in terms of situationally, character wise, he was, you know, maybe a little bit similar, but, and it was an incredible experience to have gone from this off Broadway production that was sort of like a very sort of mom and pop type of production to then going to work for Disney, which was, you know, sort of the other end of the spectrum. No, Elton, it was, you know, a much more fabulous experience, you know, if you will, you know, working, you know, with Elton and working, you know, for Disney and all of that. So it was, a very different experience. But, you know, as gratifying in many ways, you know, I I made some really good friends, and I had an incredible experience with working with Disney, and I became very close friends with Tom Schumacher, who's the head of Disney Theatricals. And you know, it was, I have to say, every experience that I've had working on Broadway, and so far I've done 9 Broadway musicals.
Oh, wow.
They've all been, I've been incredibly lucky. Every single one of them has been a wonderful experience and unique, you know, unto itself. And, you know, Aida was obviously like that as well. You know, working with Elton in a similar way was kind of like working with Jonathan, in that he was not a very big presence, in the rehearsal process.
I find,
you know, Elton basically writes the song.
I was going to say, I'm so sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you. It seems like he's a big presence in general. It's kind of interesting to think of Elton John as being in a room and being not a big presence.
No, of course he doesn't come and hang around. Let's put it that way. You know, he writes the songs, and he sends the songs in, and then he shows up at opening night. That's how Elton works. And quite frankly, it's better that way, because he did show up a couple of times just to make an appearance, and it becomes a very sort of, you know, it becomes all about him. And, you know, it's not about like Elton shows up and, you know, we're having a regular rehearsal day and he comes and he sits in and he, you know, it becomes all about like an Elton John experience. And, you know, he comes and we do a little dog and pony show for him, and, and, you know, lots of pictures get taken, and you know, and he shows up with an entourage, and it's very stressful, and you know, and so to have him there every day would have been counterproductive.
Yeah.
That was the first show that I bought with like my own money, and aww, I could afford the orchestra.
Wow.
I sat in row D.
Oh, great!
Like,
yeah.
I remember, like, ooh, I'm such a grown up now because I can afford to see orchestra seats of a Broadway show.
Oh, good. I'm glad you made it.
Me too.
So how was your experience in Pretty Woman?
My experience in Pretty Woman was very short. You know,
yeah.
I only did a couple of weeks in the show because I came in when Andy Carl went on vacation.
Oh, okay.
And it was really exciting. It was sort of like, you know, getting shot out of a cannon. You know, I had 2 weeks to learn the entire show, and then I went in for a couple of weeks, and then it was over.
Oh, okay.
So it was, you know, it wasn't the most relaxing experience that I've ever had on Broadway. It was, you know, it was kind of stressful. There was a lot to learn in a very short amount of time, but that being said, you know, there's something super exciting about a situation like that, and so I was really glad to have had that experience, and experienced something like that in that way. It was, you know, it was definitely a learning experience for me. And the show was a lot of fun. I had a really, you know, again, the cast was amazing. I had a great time with everybody. And, you know, it was a fun experience.
What
did
we
Richard
see you
Gere
next?
Show up?
I'm sorry, say it again?
Okay.
Did Richard Gere show up for that one?
No, Richard Gere did not show up. If he did show up, he certainly wouldn't have shown up to see my my 2 weeks in the show. I haven't met him. I might have met him actually years ago during Rent, but certainly not during this production.
Yeah. Cool. So anything else happening on Broadway for you coming up in the future?
Nothing coming up in the near future, but, you know, things kind of pop up, so I never really know. You know, my kids are 15 and almost 18.
Oh, wow.
And so I don't have that much longer with them until they're both gone in college. So I'm really trying to stick around these next few years and not take any shows on Broadway, because I want to take advantage of being here while they're still here.
You're out in California.
So, out in California. So I think I'm actually going to teach a musical theater class at UCLA this winter.
Wow.
Which I'm really excited about.
Is it like a history?
And so you know, and I do a lot of my own gigs, and I teach master classes around the country. So that's, you know, that's what I've got planned over the next couple of years.
Very cool. I was actually curious, is it like a history of musical theater, or what exactly?
Well, it's actually a class that they offer. So I think it's sort of a music and lyric interpretation class that I'm going to be teaching.
How fun is that?
So I'm looking forward to doing that. And you know, I got to figure out what the curriculum is. You know, so
put your syllabus together and yeah,
we'll Skype into that.
Exactly.
One?
Yeah.
I know.
So I'm
going to
need a lot
I'm
of
jealous.
Help with that.
Everybody
amazing.
Here is like, how do I sign
yeah.
up?
with some hardcore theater geeks.
You've got to start yeah. going to UCLA.
Oh man, yeah.
It's interesting. I mean, there's so many people who've graduated Syosset who've gone on to do, you know, bigger theory. Things. It's funny because we do have such a strong musical theater presence, but I love the fact that you took a different route and ended up there.
Right.
Yeah. No. I couldn't be happier with my career and what I've been able to do so far, and you know. It's been an incredible ride, and it's certainly had its ups and downs. But I feel incredibly lucky to have done what I've done so far.
You were on the set for the Rent Live, right? You were appeared as yourself.
I was. Yeah, we they reunited the original 15 cast members, and we did a little cameo at the end mm-hmm. of the show, mm-hmm. which was a lot of fun, and it was so great for the 15 of us to get back together and have that opportunity to see each other. It had been a long time for many of us, you know, that we hadn't seen each other, and so it was just great. I just loved it.
How does it feel watching somebody do or interpret a role that you created?
You know, I've never had that sort of proprietary feeling about the roles that I've done. You know, strangely enough, I have a weird disconnect from it. So I don't look at it and think, oh, you know, that was my part, and you know, this person is doing it wrong or any of that kind of stuff. You know, I feel a very strange disconnect from it. So I don't look at it in those terms. I kind of just try and watch the show and not focus too much attention on the particular role, you know, the role of Roger or Radames or whatever it is. And I try and look at the bigger picture. So, you know, I'm just rooting for the guy, you know, I just want him to do well, in whatever way he chooses to interpret it. You know, I just want it to, you know, I when I do classes, especially if I do a class that is centered around a production of Rent, which I do a lot, I'll go to regional theaters or colleges or whatever when they're doing a production of Rent, and I will go and do a class centered around that. And I always emphasize, no matter what role you're playing, to just bring yourself to it and don't try and emulate anything that anyone did who came before you. You know, because nobody wants that. You know, mm-hmm. like people want your own interpretation. That's what makes doing musical theater exciting, is to bring, you know, is recasting these shows over and over and over again and making them unique unto the actors that are playing the parts.
I noticed you also had a role in SLC Punk.
I did. I did SLC Punk, and then they actually had a sequel, SLC Punk 2.
Punk is Dead, was it?
Punk is Dead, yeah. And so that was great. I loved it. I loved the director, James Marandino, and everyone who was involved. It was a lot of fun. I loved it.
That was a fun movie that I always tell people to watch. It's, you know, it's one of the ones, I think it slipped under the radar for some people, but it had a really strong following in my group of friends back when it came out, so...
Oh, that's so cool. I love to hear that. That's great.
So, speaking of movies, what was the experience working on the movie version of Rent as opposed to, like, doing the theater version? Like, was that a hard transition, or, like, a little bit about that experience?
Well, you know, it's interesting. Doing the actual work, you know, once they call action and you're on the set and you're singing the songs and you're interacting with your fellow actors, it's actually almost exactly like doing it on stage. You know, there's really no difference. You're trying to communicate the same thing. You're telling the same story, and so in that regard, it was almost exactly the same. Mm-hmm. The differences are technical. The differences are the blocking, where you have to stand, the lighting, the angles, the camera in your face, you know, mm-hmm. Having to make all of the adjustments for the technical aspects of it.
Yeah.
But in terms of the interaction between you know, and the interplay between the actors, it was exactly the same, which I was very surprised about. I didn't know what to expect, you know. Mm-hmm. But it was great to make that transition and to see how, you know, how it can translate onto the screen, you know. And I'm so glad that I had that experience of taking it from the stage to the screen.
And you got to work with one of my favorites, Rosario Dawson. How was that experience?
It was great. You know, she's such a wonderful girl and a woman, I should say, and a great actress. And, you know, we all got on really great. It was, you know, bittersweet that we didn't, you know, that we didn't have Daphne Rubin Vega, you know, with us. But, you know, there couldn't have been a better Mimi. You know, were it not Daphne, they couldn't have cast anybody better than Rosario.
No, she was great. I thought it was a really true version, you know, as far as capturing the live theater experience in a movie, and really enjoyed it. So.
Oh, good. I'm glad you felt that way. You know, obviously the movie got mixed reviews, and you know, some people loved it, some people hated it. But, you know, what I loved most about it was that when I was growing up, the movie version of Hair was such a huge influence on me and had such an impact on me, and I had actually never seen the theater version. I'd never seen it on stage. I still haven't, actually, to this day. But anyway, so that being the case for me and movie version having that effect on me, I have a lot of people that come up to me who've only ever seen the movie version of Rent, and they feel the way about the movie version of Rent that I felt about Hair. Mm-hmm. So there's something that you know, comes full circle for me, and I'm so glad that I could be a part of something that affects people in that way, the way I was affected.
Yeah, and reaches a greater audience, too. You know, not everybody gets to the theater, but if you can watch a movie version of it, you bring it into more of the homes of people that get to see it. So that's very cool.
Yeah, my daughter was only 10, I think, when the movie came out, and she loved it. And to this day, she still loves it. So.
Aww. Oh, good. That's so nice to hear.
Yeah.
So are there... were there any places in Syosset that that you remember fondly? I'm curious if other than Myers.
Well, when I was growing up, the Syosset Triplex was there, as was the Cinema 150, which is now, I think, like an Equinox or something. Incredible movie theaters to go to, which were a huge part of my upbringing. I spent a lot of time in both of those theaters and saw a lot of really great movies over the years in those theaters. And I was actually very disappointed to see them disappear. So those two movie theaters, also the McDonald's on Jericho Turnpike across from the Animal Hospital.
Hospital,
we used to go there every day for lunch when I was going to Thompson. And so that was a huge part of my upbringing. I remember that extremely well. Also the Syosset Community Park, going ice skating every winter.
Yeah.
Wonderful memories of that. And spending a lot of time in that park in general was a huge part of my upbringing. Also, in the industrial park where Geico is, there were motorcycle and bicycle trails back there behind before everything was built up and before those housing developments were there. Spent a lot of time up there riding bikes and watching people ride their motorcycles and stuff. And also, obviously, Myers Farm, the Hicksville Mall, which at that point was called the Mid-Island Mall. We would ride our bikes there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I was there yesterday.
I've got tons of great memories.
Evelyn's
Parade
always
Diner.
There.
On Parade Diner was a huge part of my upbringing.
Everybody we've had who's a Syosset alum, I think we had Sue Bird.
We work it into the conversation.
And it's always on Parade. It's always the one.
Of course.
People are like, yeah, no, it was on Parade.
That and bagels somewhere.
On Parade Diner, Mario's Pizza on Jericho Turnpike.
Mario's. Still there.
Mario's Pizza, that was a huge part. Just so much, you know, so much. And also the gas station in the middle of Syosset, in the middle of the town
the
right
Shell
there, that gas station that's right in the middle.
Where Friendly's
used
Brad to be.
My friend Brad owned it.
Yeah.
And so I worked there for a number of years in that gas station, that has, you know, great memories for me.
When were you here last?
So there's just a lot. So much, you know.
Adam, when were you here last?
I was actually there pretty recently. I would say like 2 months ago.
Oh.
I went to visit my friend Brad, who still lives in Syosset. So I was there, you know, I was there recently.
Brad needs to bring you into the library next time you come visit. You got to stop by.
It's been a long time since I've been in the library.
I'm sure.
I unfortunately did not spend a lot of time in the library.
We are not going to fault you for that.
But you
Thank
can,
you. I appreciate that.
You can start any day. Right. Anytime
any,
you come
visit. Well, you're going to say
but
any
I do
day but
being
today.
A very impressive yeah. library.
No day
I can
but
tell
today.
You that.
It's even more impressive now.
Yeah, we've built up since then. And we have a podcast. So, hey.
Yeah, you know, we're trying to get out there.
Yeah, I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, well, it's great when we have amazing guests. Like, you know, this is so much fun. So this has been really cool.
Oh, well, thanks. It's my pleasure. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Thank you so much. Is there anything else anybody wanted to add?
I think we're good.
No. I'm going to go home and watch Rent again.
I know. I've been listening to the soundtrack in preparation.
Are you doing rock music right now?
I don't do rock music, but I go out and do my own shows all the time. Nice. They're, it's not rock music that I play, you know, I go out and perform, you know, all the time. And, you know, it's something that I think will always be part of, you know, what I do, because I love it, you know. And so, I don't play rock music. I do a lot of acoustic stuff. You know, I'm a little old for the rock stuff.
No, you're not. You're kidding me. Didn't you just see the Rolling Stones in concert? You're a lot younger than
them.
Well,
you know, look, I don't get paid as well as the Rolling Stones. So if I would collect their paycheck, I'd be happy to go and play in a rock band.
Too true.
I don't pay you enough for that, huh?
Okay. Well. Thank you again, Adam. This has been absolutely wonderful. This is Jessica.
Evelyn.
Sharon.
And yes, Janice.
Thank you.
Come see us.
Thank you all so much. I really appreciate you having me on.
We appreciate
you. Best of luck with your class. Send us the syllabus. I want to know what
and
lyrics you guys are studying.
You're welcome
sure
anytime.
Absolutely.
I mean, if you want to chat again and, you know, there's something new coming up you want to talk about,
absolutely.
Please just, you know, have somebody reach out to us, because we love showcasing how many people have grown up here and just, you know, gone on to wonderful things. So once again, thank you, Adam. And we are going to close this chapter of Turn the Page.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.